So then, one of the things that I learned over the last 10 years about myself is that the quantum model of reality says that thoughts have an effect on your life. Yes? When I stop believing in that, I've traded that concept for some emotional addiction. You know, because my life got in the way, or there's problems with staff, or, you know, they're too busy, or I'm too tired, or whatever. I trade that concept for some emotion that keeps me mediocre. And so all of a sudden, the moment you get caught up in that emotion, you can't see possibility. Tell me why. Because emotions are the past. You can't see the future because you're emotionally looking, trying to see the future through the lens of the past. Few points here. You know, this happens to me all the time. You know, if I'm doing an event, you know, somewhere, like I was in Los Angeles a little ways back, and I'm getting ready to do an event, I'm getting ready to start, and all of a sudden, here comes this lady, like, marching down the aisle, like, how come I'm not living in Santa Fe, New Mexico? And I say, because the personality who's living in Santa Fe, New Mexico looks nothing like that. True? Because if you were caught up in the emotions of the problems that are affecting you in your life, in your external environment, and you are analyzing your life within that emotion, an emotion is a record of the past that's driving the same circuits in your brain, will the answer be in that state of being? No. So then if you get beyond your emotional self, would you agree then all of a sudden you will see the answer to your own problem? Yes? So I always say, come on, just take the ride with me. Come on, just take the journey with me. Come on, cross the river with me. Forget that. Just come on, just keep going, keep going. Sooner or later, you'll cross the river and it'll become very evident. How many people understand? So how many of us then spend the majority of our life analyzing our problems within the emotion that we're reacting to in the conditions of our life, driving our brain further out of balance, and all of a sudden realizing that that analysis is normal? But only when you get beyond the emotion then can you see possibility. We live in two states of mind. We either live in survival or we live in creation. Now, living in survival is living in stress. Now, stress is when your body's knocked out of homeostasis. Stress is when your body is knocked out of balance. The stress response is what your body innately does to return itself back to order. You with me? So you have three types of stresses. You have physical stress, like accidents, injuries, traumas, falls. You have chemical stress, like bacteria and viruses and blood sugar levels and heavy metals and hormones and foods and hangovers. And then you have emotional stress, right? Traffic jams, internet connections, second mortgages, single parenting, 401ks, all these things, right? And each one of those things knocks the body out of balance, but then there's an innate mechanism to return the body back to order. Now, all organisms in nature can tolerate short-term stress. A deer is in the woods and it's being chased by a pack of coyotes. The moment the deer outruns the coyotes, 15 minutes later, it goes back to grazing. Short-term stress. Now, when the deer perceives a threat in its external environment, it has to mobilize enormous amounts of energy to begin to adapt to the conditions in its external world. So as the deer begins to mobilize all this energy, it's releasing all these chemicals through the adrenal hormones, and it's turning on a primitive nervous system called the fight or flight nervous system, or what's also called the sympathetic nervous system. You with me? So then, moment that all this energy is turned on, there's a rush of energy, and the body now is able to deal with the conditions in the environment by either fighting or running. You get the idea, yes? And so then all organisms have this built-in mechanism so that it can begin to, they can survive in the conditions in their external environment. Now, human beings are a little unique. And the reason we're unique is because we can begin to think about our problems. We could begin to forecast some worst-case scenario. We could bring up some memory from the past, and we can turn on the stress response just by thought alone. And when you turn on the stress response and you can't turn it off, now you're headed for disease, because no organism in nature can tolerate the effects of living in emergency mode for extended periods of time. How many people are with me? So then, if you're mobilizing all of this energy for some threat in your external environment, you only have a certain amount of energy to go around. There's no energy for your internal environment, no energy for growth and repair, no energy for long-term building projects, and the internal environment of the body begins to break down. How many people are with me? Now, think about this. It's a scientific fact that the long-term effects of the hormones of stress dysregulate and downregulate genes to create disease, and that human beings can turn on the stress response just by thought alone, i.e., your thoughts can make you sick. Now, that's the ultimate mind-body connection. So the question is, if your thoughts can make you sick, is it possible that your thoughts can make you well?